You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everybody. Good evening.
Hello.
Happy Monday. And welcome.
Hey there.
Hi.
Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
Just Ray Rowe. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
They get orgasmic when Don screams.
That's fun.
It's unfair.
Hey, Don.
Yeah. Hello.
Clean day. Peter had a clean day, too, but we didn't get to play this on Friday, so hi, Peter.
During their Dodge and Jeep Power Shot Day sale.
See? Godsmack. Godsmack.
The print cut off, and I don't have the end of the read.
All right, that's at least a 2-seed and drop madness next year. At the very least.
Not that high, but
you didn't have the end of the read, so you thought that maybe it said Jodge?
You know what? That's a fair point.
Over 2,000 votes. Vote if you want to just be a part of history, because it's pretty much over. We have done drop madness for, I believe it's 8 years.
8 years.
We have changed formats. We have changed regions. We have changed commissioners. And
yes.
If results hold, this will be Don's 7th win out of 8.
Now listen, I'm humbled by the whole experience.
What do we say, Peter? What do we do? What can we do?
Cancel the whole thing?
Cancel it?
But why can't you just say, you know what, Don? You're not good at very many things, but this is one thing you're actually pretty good at. You can't even give me that.
Well, you could do that. But you could still cancel Drop Madness because it's a charade.
Guys, I have some I have some exciting news for tomorrow.
What's that?
We have a good friend of the show. We haven't had him on in a long time. He's joining the program tomorrow.
I wonder who this could be and whether Don
I know who it
will
is.
Agree.
You don't know, Peter?
Oh.
Okay. Don,
well,
why don't you?
What was Caitlin Clark hitting a lot of during the tournament?
I would say three-pointers.
Okay. What
male first name would be a way to describe those three-pointers?
Are you talking about the Wingle?
Yes.
Ooh, Tiger just did it close on 10.
Yes,
wow.
He and Kevin Frazier joining the show tomorrow at 3:30 to talk about an interesting new podcast that I think is something that Don and everybody on the show really would enjoy. It's called the Alternate Roots Podcast, talking about the what-ifs, the great what-ifs in sports history.
You know, it's Alternate Routes Podcast, and guess what? It's on the Wondery Podcast Network, where you can find Over the Top.
I got to tell you, I hear
Michelle
they have great
Beadle
podcasts.
Michelle Beadle and Peter Rosenberg do a podcast there as well.
This is going to be fun.
That's right.
So we're going to have some fun tomorrow with Trey and Kevin. So that'll be good. Peter, you had quite the weekend this weekend. You brought on three WWE superstars to our program.
Sure.
The Miz, Jade Cargill, and Damian Priest.
That's right.
And let the record show now, WWE Universe. If you come on the Michael Kay Show the week of WrestleMania, when Don and Peter are in town, good things are going to happen to you.
That's right. World Heavyweight Champion and we celebrated into the wee hours last night. I was as good.
You can't hear it?
Yeah, you can't hear it? I was as good and drunk as I've been in a while. We had a good old time. Oh, yeah. Had a good day. There was no waking up for the morning show today, I'll tell you that much right now. Had ourselves a time celebrating the new world champ. Hung out with his dad, another huge Yankee fan. Really, really, really cool. Happy for that guy.
And Jade Cargill picked up the win.
Of course she
did. In her match. And The Miz and R-Truth now, tag team champions.
I got to tell you, man, it was a hell of a weekend. It really was. And yesterday, I mean, I think you'd agree, too, anyone who watched, Saturday was fun. The tag match was awesome. But yesterday, beginning to end, was such a great show. And the final match, the involvement with John Cena and The Undertaker and The Rock.
Who? John Cena and who?
The Undertaker.
Oh, my God.
You had no idea, Peter?
None. Whatsoever. He was around. I saw Undertaker a couple times throughout the weekend, but you know, no one expected he was going to be involved in any way. It's been several years since there's been a dead man appearance at WrestleMania. So much to Michael K's chagrin.
He's right up there among the greatest to ever do it, right?
That's right. And to the point Jonathan was making, so a lot of people speculated, myself included, that because the match was going to be Bloodline rules, all of these different people would be involved, and there'd be lots of mishigas, as there was. And people expected that at the end, we would hear Steve Austin's music, the glass would break, and Austin would come out. That was widely talked about, and now there's speculation as to why maybe it didn't happen. I heard that people were speculating maybe him and The Rock aren't on great terms, whatever it may be. I have no clue. I know one thing, though. Even though I also sort of expected Stone Cold Steve Austin, that Undertaker gong, it did it for me. I was over the moon. It was... I'll just tell you this. Right now, there's someone listening, hating on the show. Why do you people talk about this? That's fine. I'm just going to say this. I pray that in your going to competitive sports events, you ever, as an adult, have half the fun I had yesterday. Because, Don, isn't that really what this... Oh, it's the only part that matters.
See, that's why people get caught up on the wrong things. It's not sports. So, yeah, I mean, listen, if we could have a Super Bowl and every Super Bowl ended with a game-winning, you know, 60-yard field goal and every Stanley Cup final ended in, you know, triple overtime, but don't compare
it to
sports.
But, Don, guess what? Even if the Super Bowl ends with a Hail Mary, if it's not my team, I still only care so much. The beauty of being into this art form, that's not a sport, not a competitive sport, it's an athletic art form. The beauty of it is getting to be happy and love it every time. Me and my sports loving, Anthony, is very few and far between.
Well, Peter, what you said was very beautiful, but I have a much simpler answer to this question that we tend to talk about a lot on this show.
Sure we do.
Why do we bring up something that Peter did over the weekend, or what Don did over the weekend, or what Michael did over the weekend? Well, because everybody is a member of this show, and we care about the people on this show, and we care about the things that make them that interest them and are interesting to them, because more likely than not, if they're fans of this show, they're fans of Michael, Don, or Peter, and it might interest them. And by the way, WrestleMania is going to be one of the most watched things that happened this year. So I think there's a place for it to be mentioned.
I love you.
But listen,
love what you're saying.
Would anybody bat an eye? If this would have happened had we all seen the Curb finale last night, but Peter didn't see it, I didn't see it, I've got it DVR'd, Michael did see it. But if we all got together in our meeting and we said we saw it, we loved it, whatever, it would have been brought up on the show. So when people complain, this isn't sports, what's going on here?
Yeah, no, Larry's not an athlete.
No, just we always sometimes veer away from the non-sports and talk about it. And quite frankly, whether it's a movie, a television show, a concert. Wrestling's a lot closer to sports than those things.
Thank you.
You know, I just think that people get.
You know what, though? We're focusing too much. I didn't even hear any negative today, so
no,
I shouldn't
no
even.
Negative. Focus. No negative. No
so.
Negative.
I thought you were getting. Anthony, I thought you were getting something.
No, just when Peter said that, it's just something that I remember from other times where we've talked about things that go off the beaten path a little bit. And I just thought in my head, I'm like, why wouldn't we talk about something that's interesting to somebody on the show? That's all I wanted to say. And in typical Peter fashion of ENN, I think now is a good time to say ENN is brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and...
Come get some!
Yeah!
Yankees underway in the Bronx. Michael, of course, on the call. 0-0 going to the bottom of the first. Nestor Cortez, some may call him the Hialeah Kid, has pitched a scoreless first inning.
Hialeah.
That's what see, we call Peter, Peter understands. And why is that something that's important? Well, as we know, for the first two starts of his season this year, Nestor has not done well in the first inning. So to get out of the first inning unscathed with nobody even reaching base is big. And it is the Marlins, and they are one of the worst teams in baseball. But it's nice, and I'm sure for Nestor's confidence, that he was able to get out of that inning without incident. So we head to the bottom of the first. Another injury issue in baseball. Jeff Passan tweeted just moments ago, Houston Astros ace Framber Valdez was scratched from his start today with elbow soreness. He will be evaluated by doctors to determine the severity of the injury. Look, I know Michael said that it's not the pitch clock, but and it could be a combination of pitching as frequently as they are because of the pitch clock with how fast guys are pitching and what they're doing to their arms with the torque of their elbows, but something is going on because pitchers are going down at an alarming rate. Well, and it's just not good for the game to have so many top guys not playing.
Well, I don't hear from every pitcher, but what I wanted to bring up earlier in the show, didn't get a chance, is you look at Jacob DeGrom, who was told by the Mets, dial it down. You're throwing too hard. We need you to last longer in games. We don't want you to get hurt. He flat out wouldn't do it because he wanted to be the best possible pitcher for as long as he could under those circumstances. And he's been hurt and probably derailed what might have been a Hall of Fame career. I hope he gets back up from it and gets back to what he was doing. But he was just throwing so violently hard that he would always get hurt. And he could not stop himself. So whether they're intoxicated by the power of the hard throw or just want to focus and live in the now, it's not sustainable, guys. It's just not. Now, maybe the pitch clock is enhancing it, making it worse, but they got to come. They got to find a Jesus moment because they're spending so much money on these pitchers. They're breaking down. They got to figure something out.
Yeah, they absolutely do. It's just not. It's not good for the sport. It's not good for the players, of course. And just it's not something that you want to see every day that somebody's got an elbow issue or an arm issue as a pitcher.
And the thing is, it's not going to get resolved. That's why it's so difficult to resolve anything in baseball because everything becomes a fight. So Tony Clark starts blaming Rob Manfred. Rob Manfred's going to then fire back, and they're going to be fighting over that instead of, hey, let's get together and figure out what's going on with these pitchers and how can we save them and save ourselves money at the same time. Because I'm tired of paying $35 million a year for a guy that's giving me 20 starts and then has to have Tommy John. You know, seasons are being derailed here. Now, the Yankees have been able to survive the loss of Cole, but we'll see how that is over time. But you're seeing big names not being able to pitch. That's not good for anybody.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Well, guys, we talked about it. The most watched women's college basketball game of all time. Also, the most bet women's college basketball game of all time. Including ESPN Bet, Caesars, BetMGM, DraftKings, and FanDuel. With the later three confirming that it was also their most bet women's sporting event of all time. But it went to South Carolina, who, in the midst of Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark, had an undefeated season. And if not for Iowa last year, could be on a back-to-back undefeated season streak if they were to have won last year, which is pretty incredible. And their head coach, Dawn Staley, did not take, taking the time to be so happy for her team, she also took the time to thank Iowa's Caitlin Clark.
I have to congratulate Iowa on an incredible season. Awesome, awesome. And I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport, and it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's going to lift that league up as well. So, Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games, and we appreciate you.
Now,
wow,
That is really cool. And that's showing appreciation for her greatness. Now, how much it translates, it's going to translate. But I don't think to the level that people are, you know, hoping it's going to where 14 million people are going to watch the WNBA final. And we've seen it before. In recent vintage, right? You remember, Anthony, I guess it was during the 2014 Olympics, and TJ Oshie had all of those shootouts against the Russians, and Barack Obama tweeted them, and like millions of people saw it, and like, oh, this is going to translate to the NHL. And he went back to the NHL, and it went back to what it was, because it just didn't carry over. Right? The Olympics are different. You know, this college experience, we just found a perfect storm. So, if you keep your expectations realistic, it's going to give the WNBA a bump. But don't be shocked if it doesn't give it the Magic Bird bump. But over time, but she's just special. And it just happened at the right time. Who knows, Peter, right? Who knows why a song becomes a hit? Who knows why a movie becomes great? I mean, there's so many great movies and great songs that don't go anywhere. Just something about it just clicked. It was the perfect time. She was the perfect athlete, the perfect moment, and everybody gravitated to it. And I hope it translates into something else, but it's going to be hard. Because I don't know, she won't be able to dominate the way she did. Maybe she will. We'll see. But
well, that's the thing.
It's gonna be hard.
If she does, we just really don't know.
Let's hear from Caitlin Clark. How will you look back at this time in Iowa?
It's really hard to win these things. I think I probably know that better than most people by now. And to be so close twice, it definitely hurts. But at the same time, like, you know, we were right there. We battled. We took down some really great teams to get back to this point. And it's something that's really hard to do. And when I think about women's basketball going forward, obviously it's just going to continue to grow, whether it's at the WNBA level, whether it's at the college level. Like, everybody sees it. Everybody knows. Everybody sees the viewership numbers. When you're given an opportunity, women's sports just kind of thrives. And I think that's been the coolest part for me on this journey.
Yeah, so let's not be those people that if it doesn't do a number next year, that say it was just, no, it's, I bet you the number won't be as good as it was this year, but I bet you it'll be still way higher than it was in 2023. Well, it's called growth. It had a growth spurt, but eventually it'll plateau out, but it's still so good to be able to have that kind of platform.
Absolutely. So it is all but assumed that Caitlin Clark will go number one to the Indiana Fever. They start the season on the road against the Connecticut Sun, and then they open up at home on May 16th against Sabrina Ionescu in the New York Liberty.
Oh, hello.
So, listen, right off the bat, you get a marquee matchup. And as we know with the NBA, marquee matchups are what sell. So, very curious to see, A, how that game gets sold, how what the rating will be on that game. I'm sure that one of the major networks will have the coverage of it. And it'll be really, really cool to see. Will it take Caitlin Clark maybe some time to be the dominant person that she is now? Maybe it took Steph Curry a while coming out of Davidson to be the player that he is in Golden State. So we shall see. And we will crown another champion tonight on the men's side at a nice and early 9:20 p.m. Eastern time tip on TBS. UConn and Dan Hurley try to go back-to-back against Zach Edey and Purdue. Coach Hurley says they don't need any motivation for this game.
For a lot of the year, we've used the external slights, the perceived slights, all those things, the world's against us mentality. I think that gets you through like the regular season Big East grind. Somebody's gonna have to rip this out of our hands. I mean, we use that a lot. But once you get to this time of year, everything is just, you are who your identity is. The way you play, it's very automatic, and it just comes down to, you know, hoping that's your night.
Any idea what the spread is, guys? Any guesses? I have it right in front of me.
6.5.
Wow.
You got it.
Donnie Buckets.
Did I?
UConn -6.5.
Oh!
Over under is 143.5 on ESPN Bet, I should say.
Can I ask a question?
Not that
I followed them all year, but what slights was UConn getting? Weren't they the prohibitive favorite? Like, entire, like, boy, these coaches will just find anything.
I think he means slights last year, right?
I guess.
I mean, last year was a year ago.
Well, that's what they used the motivation last year as they were being slighted and they didn't have a chance. Now, this year, of course, there's. Look, I mean, I think it was, I think on the ESPN Bracket Challenge, over 25% of brackets picked UConn to win. And now they're there. Zach Edey, of course, his Purdue Boilermakers were bounced early last season in the tournament, and he believes that the team is stronger as a result.
When you go through what we went through as a team, it kind of makes or breaks you. I think we got a lot of, you kind of see, like, we have a lot of guys that really believe in themselves, no matter if we win or lose or what happens. Like, everyone has that true belief in themselves this year. And that's kind of just the Purdue culture. Like, we, when you go through that, you either, like, either breaks you, you come out stronger on the other side, or we're a team that came out stronger.
So we shall see. We'll see if UConn makes it back-to-back. And if they do, we'll have to get Coach on again, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
How do you not?
I think we'll be now, Peter.
Ooh, Tiger just hit it close on 10.
Are you excited?
Masters?
Oh.
It's Monday. Can we relax, please?
Well, listen, I requested Trey on Thursday. I don't think that was going to happen. Because you know what happens.
I don't want to talk to him while golf's going on.
Because we get stuff like that.
Might get some on me.
Ooh, Tiger just hit it close on 10.
Wow, really, Don?
Now,
I will say this. I have to admit, I've gotten to a point. Yeah, that was interesting. I've gotten.
Can we move on?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
I've gotten to a point these days where I will say I don't get quite as hyped up. I just don't have the expectation.
Wow.
That he can finish the weekend.
Oh, right,
because this is all motivated by Tiger, right? You're not as captivated with the Masters as much as Tiger involved in the Masters, right?
No, I'll enjoy it. I'll throw it on, but I'm only making, like, scheduled watching if Tiger's playing. That's how I schedule.
Honestly, that's fair. No, I think that's fair.
I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Guys, I think I've kept you waiting long enough.
Oh, come on! We already know what's happening.
It's time. People will mention the New England Patriots. They could mention the Tennessee Volunteers. Do you know REM is UConn Huskies?
Oh, yeah, sure. The Yankees?
The Yankees. Yeah. Very good one, Peter.
Thank
the
you.
The early seasons of the Montreal Canadiens, but no.
Yep.
No. The run that won Don LaGreca.
Cut his fat ass!
Is on and Drop Madness will go down in history. Let's go through the winners, shall we? The number 4 drop in the funny region wins this year 61.6 over Griffin's 38.4.
Oh, not
Griffin,
even close.
By the way, ran through the nether region. Absolutely ran through it.
He ran wild on the nether
and
region.
And didn't come close, over 2,100 votes. And now,
cut his fat ass!
Joins.
We know!
Firmly. Look at this garbage! Look at this garbage! How many chances you get?
Former Raven.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
I think I'm saying this right, Peter. Stench in Mamaroneck. You're on ESPN New York. How are you, sir?
Oh, hey, no, it's Bennett.
No, Michael K! What,
7 championships, 8 years.
Matt.
You know what, though? What's really unfair about the aspersions cast on Don, even though I cast some of those aspersions,
strong,
is that 2 of them were not yelling, and they're
That's
two
right.
of the very best. Congrats, Don.
And there
the
was
best.
Substance to this year's yelling.
That's right.
There was substance to the yelling. Great job by Jacob and Tom for helping me out this year. We will do Drop Madness 25 next year. That is going to do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days, Jeep Celebration Event, and Ram Truck Month.
People tell me there's a basketball game on tonight. I'll let you know if that exists. I'll watch you Monday Night Raw, of course. But big show. Michael back tomorrow. We'll see you at 3 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.